Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Unity by Emma Danzi. Colossians 3:14 says, "And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Hearing about the divisions, hatred, and evil in the world causes heartbreak and high anxiety. It stirs up anger and confusion and brings us to our knees over the sin in this world. As believers in Jesus, we are to seek unity through Christ. We are to do this by putting on love. Among our own churches and in the ways that we live, others will see the beauty and the oneness of the family of God. All are welcome to come. Today's verse emphasizes putting on love. In a culture that has much hate and hurtful actions towards one another, we can stand out for Christ in the ways that we love. This is not a love that comes from our own might, but the perfect love from the Spirit of God that pours out onto others. By the words and actions, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can show the perfect love of Jesus to this hurting and broken world. Let's pray. Our loving Savior, we acknowledge today that we are incapable of perfectly loving others. It is only through the help of your Spirit that we can live in this way. You have sacrificed yourself for our sins when we were your enemies, and you brought us into your family. We boldly ask that you would give us the kind of powerful compassion on those who are our enemies on this earth. We pray for those who persecute us. We pray for those who belittle and humiliate us. We pray for those who are living out sin and violently hurting the innocent. Lord, give us strength to model you, even in these kinds of situations. Father, we mourn the evil, the hatred, the racism, and the divisions in this dark world. We mourn that even among our own body of believers, that there is brokenness and separations due to sin. We ask that you would help us to be the example to those around us watching. We pray for reconciliation, where we have formed cliques because of personal preferences, remove them. Where we have outcasted people for their struggles, forgive us and help us know how to minister to them. Where we have pushed away from other cultures because of preferences, forgive us and enable us to be selfless for the sake of unity. God, would you help your people to live like the believers in the early church? Acts 4:32 says, "All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had." Empower us to genuinely care for the needs of our brothers and sisters. Open our eyes to those you have placed around us to encourage and walk with in life. Help us to be selfless so that we can share what you have entrusted to us. Give us the ability to be one in heart and mind. The enemy is after the people of God and desires to divide and cause confusion. Jesus, help us to be united in you. Help us to stand firm on the truth of your gospel and be dedicated to your holy word. Thank you for the victories that you are providing and will provide for us. Galatians 3:26 says, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor their male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Creator God, you have made all people in your image. We pray against prejudices and against pride. Help us to see others as you do. Help us to remember that Jesus gives an even playing field to all. We are all sinners in need of a Savior, and you have paid the cost. Give us your loving and caring attitude for those who are different from us, and help us find common ground at the cross. Help us to invite all people to hear the good news of salvation through Jesus alone. We praise you and thank you for this gift of unity that you equip us and call us to. Amen.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, "Wow, you're really awesome." More than like, "Wow, Jesus is really interesting. And he's really awesome."
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.